Chapter 1, The Arousing of Thought. Among all the convictions formed in my common presence during my responsible, peculiarly composed life, there is one conviction, an unshakable one, that people, whatever the degree of development of their understanding, and whatever the form taken by the factors present in their individuality for engendering all kinds of ideals, always and everywhere on the earth feel the imperative need, on beginning anything new, to pronounce aloud, or if not aloud, at least mentally, that particular invocation, understandable to even the most ignorant person, which has been formulated in different ways in different epochs, and in our day is expressed in the following words: In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. That is why I also, in setting forth on this venture, quite new for me, namely authorship, begin by pronouncing this invocation, and pronounce it not only aloud, but even very distinctly, and as the ancient Thulisites used to say, with a fully manifested intonation. Of course, only to the extent permitted by data already formed in my whole presence, and thoroughly rooted in it for such a manifestation. Data, by the way, which are generally formed in man's nature during his preparatory years, and which later, during his responsible life, determine the character and vivifyingness of such an intonation.